Good day. Let's pray together and learn a little bit about Montclair. Montclair is in the southwest portion, lower corner of San Bernardino County, Pomona's to the west, Claremont and Upland to the north, Ontario to the east, and Chino to the south. It is considered it's part of Pomona Valley and part of the Inland Empire. The freeway Interstate 10 runs through the northern part of the city. Other cities nearby is Glendora, Covina, Mira Loma, and Azusa. It's approximately 40,000 people. The median age is 33. Median household income, 62,000. Median property value, 354,000. 70% are Hispanic, 12% white, 11% Asian, 4% black. 54% own their homes. Most people drive alone to work, and the average commute time is 31 minutes. Average household has two cars. 81% are U.S. citizens. There are 863 veterans who served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf Wars. Very few in the World War II. The most were in the Gulf Wars. 73% graduated from high school, 17% went on to get some degrees. Male to female ratio is 1:1, 45% are married, 49% of the families have children under 18, 38% speak English, 52% speak Spanish. As with a lot of the cities in our county, the earliest inhabitants were the, you should be able to say it by now if you've been listening to any of these, Serrano Indians. They built their village on the banks of a sycamore tree, Lime Creek, which is now Mills Avenue, and it was named by Captain Juan Bautista de Anza, Arroyo de los Alisos, or the Stream of the Sycamores, now known as the San Antonio Creek. The land initially for Montclair was used to be grazing land and a watering hole, but in 1897, Mrs. Edward Fraser founded the Township of Marquette. That was its first modern name, and then the land began to be developed. In the early 1900s, Emil Firth, a land developer, named a tract Monte Vista, and settlers started coming in and using it to plant orchards and build homes. The first settlement was called Narod or Nerid. Among the buildings which made up the settlement, an orange packing house and the little white church of Narod. That's encouraging. It can start with a church. In most Southland areas, the Monte Vista land tract boomed after World War II. Fearing it would be annexed to a neighboring city, they decided to incorporate the town and called it Monte Vista after an election in 1956. In 1958, the voters went to the polls deciding on a name change because there was another Monte Vista in California and they were having problems with mail. So that's how the new name came to be, Montclair. During its early years, Montclair struggled economically until they decided to build a large shopping center. For those of you that are familiar with it, it's called the Montclair Plaza, which brought an additional 20% tax revenue to the city. It's considered one of the most successful shopping centers in Southern California, and it brought economic stability and became a premier shopping destination to the counties nearby. So, Father, we lift up the people that live in Montclair, and we pray, God, for the people that oversee it, the senators Dianne Feinstein and Alex Padilla, the current city council. We pray, God, that they will look for ways to help with the air quality, the fires, the drought condition, which is severe at the moment, and all the earthquake issues that they face. We pray, God, that the employers that are there in retail and healthcare and manufacturing and public administration, finance, insurance, and wholesale trade, God, we pray that you would bless them as long as they are doing things as upright and ethical and helping people get good jobs. We pray for the people to be faithful in sharing their monies in churches to tithe. We also pray, God, for the two school districts that oversee the K through 8 and 9 through 12. So the high school district is the Chaffee Joint Union High School District, and the elementary and junior high is the Ontario Montclair School District. So we pray, God, that you would bless them, grant wisdom to those that are in charge of them, the administration, the school leaders, the teachers, the parents, and the children. And we pray, God, for boldness to share their faith. We also pray, Father, that you would help them to not teach with the woke culture doctrine or the LGBTQ push, nor would they push the that they wouldn't give parents rights. We pray the parents would stand up against the school boards and share what they want. We pray for this Christian schools to grow. There's only two. We pray that there would be more, even though there are some in the neighboring cities. There, a crime occurs every almost 4 hours. The overall grade is D-, D-plus for violent, C-minus for property, and F for other. The top issues is very high, 22% drug crimes. That's a very high number. 13% vandalism, 7% auto theft, and 6% theft and burglary. So God, we pray that these numbers will go down and they get a better grade by the next time we pray for this city again, or for the intercessors that choose to claim this place as a place to pray for. They would keep praying until they see these numbers decrease. The poverty is at 18. We pray one out of every 5 residents live in poverty. So we pray for them to be able to get out of poverty, and the 25 cases of COVID to recover. We pray for intercessors to arise and pray until they see revival in the churches, laborers for the harvest, more Spanish-speaking churches, Christian recovery groups who address the drug addictions and look for ways to reach them outside the church walls. Church prayer groups would increase in number and get answers for salvations and changes in their city. The believers would not get caught up in the cares of this life or being too busy due to its location and prevalent shopping center. We pray for more boldness in sharing their faith, that testimonies would be given, an awakening in the older believers, passion renewed, and a return to first love, and pastors would be encouraged and preach the gospel with authority. In Jesus' name.